This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A declassified U.S. intelligence assessment released a short time ago says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of an operation to capture or kill dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. resident who wrote opinion columns for The Washington Post was murdered in 2018. The intelligence was released in a way choreographed to limit damage to U.S.-Saudi ties. Khashoggi, who had been critical of the Crown Prince's policies, was killed and dismembered by a team of operatives linked to the Crown Prince and the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. Riyadh has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince, Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler. U.S. airstrikes in Syria are meant to send the message that President Joe Biden will act to protect Americans, a White House spokesperson said Friday afternoon aboard Air Force One. Future U.S. actions in the region will be deliberative and will aim to de-escalate tensions in Syria, spokeswoman Jen Psaki said. Friday, Syria condemned U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in eastern Syria, describing them as a negative indication for the policies of the new administration. Thursday's strikes mark the first time President Joe Biden has authorized an attack since taking office last month. Myanmar's U.N. ambassador, speaking for the country's elected civilian government ousted in a military coup February 1st, appealed to the United Nations Friday to, quote, use any means necessary to take action against the Myanmar military, end quote, to restore democracy to the Southeast Asian country. He addressed the 193-member UN General Assembly after the special envoy on Myanmar warned no country should recognize or legitimize the Myanmar junta. This is VOA News.